Jamie is going to come up and answer a few questions, I think.
Hello.
So, Jamie, you sort of disappeared from view last year. June 2024, you disappeared from us and you only reappeared a couple of weeks ago. So can you tell us where you went and what you've been doing?
So in June, the 14th of June, I got on a plane and I went to America, the US, and I went to New York, Pennsylvania, and I did an American camp there, and then I did a little bit of as much traveling as I could do in that area, and then went up to Canada and I went to Catch the Fire Toronto, where it's iconic for the Toronto Blessing, and they have a school of ministry right next to the church. The accommodation is literally like right next to the church, and I've been living there for 5 months, I believe. It's been a long thing, so yeah. I believe about 5 months, so about 7 months. Came back on the 1st of February. Happy to be back.
So what was it like living there? Was it, you know, you had, what sort of accommodation did you have? Were you with lots of other people, or did you have your own?
It would usually be like 80 people in a building, but actually it was a lot less this time. We're seeing that, I mean, it might go back up again, but it's about 40 people, but like 25 students and the rest of them staff members who work there. So some people had four roommates. I was very lucky. The Lord blessed me and only gave me one other roommate, so it was good. Yeah,
very good.
It was great.
And so, can you tell us a bit more then about that actual the Catch the Fire program and perhaps something that impacted you
from that specific? Okay, so what makes it different to other churches is they are quite well known for their they're quite well known for the manifestations of the Spirit, but that's not everything that goes into that. You know, it's still a church. They still, you know, we're still giving glory and worship to Jesus the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. You know, it's wonderful, but that comes from a revelation of the Father heart message, which a lot of people are culturally a Christian. They've had the truth, you know, they've come to church as they know it's something that they need to do, but the Father heart message brings this revelation of that God is like the father that you never had. And, you know, my dad is a great dad. You know, he's great. But the father is, you know, he's something quite significantly different to anything that we could experience here on earth. And when you understand that, yeah, the world becomes, you know, a different place to live in. And I feel like a lot of things impacted me in that whole school. It's like they had the school curriculum, and then they had the Holy Spirit curriculum. You know, it was like two different things. The Holy Spirit was doing his own thing whilst the school was doing his own thing. And there's so many aspects of my life that I feel now will be forever different. But the most important thing with that, especially with that Father Heart message, is identity, and knowing that everything that's happened in the world will not change the identity I have with the Father. I must always be the Father's son, and the Father will always be my dad. Thank you. Thank you, Claire, for giving me a little clap. It's great news. That's why it's the gospel, because, you know, Father, you know, God is, you know, is a loving Father who wants to have a relationship with you. And, you know, you can know that in your head, but when you know it in your heart, it takes about 5 months of some serious Holy Spirit grinding to get that coming to you. So, but there's a lot more things, and maybe at some point I'd like to talk about it, like in the same way Megan did a presentation about her trip in Uganda. But haven't quite confirmed today, but it'll probably be a Tuesday in a couple of weeks. So keep an eye out on your emails for that one. I'll let you guys know. We'll probably do it here. We'll have some tea and some delicious German cake made by Truly, my Auntie Claudia. Maybe. Well, I haven't asked you yet, but I'm sure you wouldn't mind. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yeah. So I maybe could tell you a bit more about what we spent each week doing and the different things. But the most important thing probably is the Father Heart message. That's where the whole Catch the Fire gets there. You know, they're I guess their thing from, you know, that's it.
Great.
Beautiful.
Actually, your mum was sharing a picture in the quiet room before we gathered in here about just resting her head on God's chest, Father God's chest, you know, because Father God is so intimate.
Yeah.
So that's great. So did the Holy Spirit sort of disrupt the program a bit?
know?
No, I wouldn't. I think it's... I feel like I would maybe have had this sort of, you know, part of me wanted to fight that whole thing, but I think, and I think even towards the end, I was like, hey, the school didn't do much, but the Holy Spirit did a lot. But now leaving it, I'm like, hang on, no. The school did a really good job of ushering in the Holy Spirit, giving a platform to talk about these things. And the community of other young Christians I had there is like, probably something I'm not going to quite find for a long time, you know, because they're, you know, you've got 25 other people living in a house together. You all know the same stuff because you've all been taught the same stuff and everything. So I wouldn't say the Holy Spirit disrupted it at all, but like they did their, you know, it was a beautiful unity, you know, of great, you know, everyone working together. So.
Great. So you've been away for what, 7 or 8 months? So what are your plans, and what, you know, what do we need to pray for?
What for the future?
For plans for the future. What are you going to do next?
Good question. I believe God has wanted me to focus in this time, to focus on myself so that I could be sure that no part of my extravagant personality is going to get in the way of whatever comes next. So I believe at the moment I'm just meant to work, get relationally evangelized to people, and we shall see the ministries that come up from that. I believe that coming up is a period of transformation and, dare I say, even revival. So let's go. And yeah, so we're going to want to be ready for that. We're going to want to be in the right places for that, in positions with people who don't quite know Jesus yet. So they when they do ask questions, we can be like, well, I've been preparing this one, so it's good. So really, it's just about me just maintaining that relationship with God and cultivating that relationship. That's the most important thing, and then the other things will come.
Okay, shall we just pray for Jamie? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this experience that Jamie's had. We thank you for the whole catch the fire church in Toronto. And Lord, we thank you for all that Jamie has experienced, and we pray, as he's asked, that you will continue to work in his heart, in his life, that he will not fall back in any way, that he will continue to be enthusiastic for God and for all that you're doing, and do his part in bringing about revival and new beginnings, new things. So, Lord, we bless Jamie in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.
Great. What's next? Jill is going to lead us in a time of prayer.